Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The president of Senate, Chuck Schumer, seems to be willing to pull out all the stops as it relates to the federal voting rights bill. He will stop at nothing to try and pass same. And now it seems as though President Biden is on board as well. He's headed to Atlanta. Activist groups there saying, don't come unless you have a solution. So it'll be interesting to see what ultimately happens. Here to talk to us about is Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow in the Heritage Foundation, Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Hans, it's been a while. Happy New Year to you. Glad to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me back, and Happy New Year to you, too.
So this seems to be all hands on deck. We will pull out all the stops. Doesn't matter. We'll change the Senate. We'll change the way that we conduct and govern ourselves. All in on this one bill.
Well, it is. And part of pushing this bill and part of Joe Biden's speech today, I have no doubt, is pushing this propaganda that there is voter suppression going on across the country, that election reforms passed by states like Georgia are intended to keep people from voting. They've been making that claim in Georgia, by the way, since 2008, when Georgia passed its first voter ID law. And I say it's propaganda because we know it's not true due to turnout numbers. Look, the Census Bureau last year released a big report on the 2020 election. The turnout in that election was almost 67%. That was just short of the record turnout in the 1992 election. So the turnout in the 2020 election was higher than when Barack Obama ran for election in 2008 or 2012. And states like Georgia, I mean, Georgia, let's talk about Georgia for just a second, if I may. Remember, Chuck Schumer is pushing this bill hard, saying that, you know, Georgia's done all these terrible things. Georgia had higher turnout than New York in the last three federal elections, 2016, 2018, 2020. And in the last two federal elections, black voters in Georgia turned out at a higher rate than New York. So that tells you that maybe Chuck Schumer ought to concentrate on making things better in New York, and he shouldn't be worrying about places like Georgia where they're doing just fine.
Well, and the other irony is that we end up moving like Major League Baseball All-Star Game to another state. When you make a comparison, there are a lot of provisions in Colorado that were more restrictive than they were in Georgia.
Well, that's exactly right. Or to give you another example of, you know, Joe Biden's from Delaware. Well, Georgia has 18 days of early voting. Until this year, Delaware had 0 days of early voting. They finally passed a law authorizing early voting, but they're only going to have 8 days. So you still have a greater ability to vote in Georgia than his home state of Delaware. Yet I haven't heard a single attack.
No, none.
By Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer about restrictive voting in Delaware.
No. No, because you can't mislead the folks, because the facts are the facts, and they don't really want to talk about the facts. But one of the things that they talk about voter suppression is voter ID. And,
right.
You know, and why has that become an issue for folks when we understand the amount of fraud that's out there today in all walks of life? People, you know, gaining access to other folks' bank accounts, credit cards, this, that, or otherwise. So is it a suppressive act if they ask you for an ID to back up your check or your credit card or otherwise when you're shopping?
No, and that's again part of this propaganda war by the left. Look, there was a study released 2 years ago that looked at turnout across the nation in all 50 states for 10 years, from 2008, when the first voter ID laws went into place in states like Georgia and Indiana, through 2018. And the conclusion was that it had absolutely, ID had absolutely no effect on keeping anyone from voting, no matter what their race, no matter what their ethnicity or anything else. But they keep pushing this idea, and they keep trying to say that this is suppressing votes. I think it's an attempt to, frankly, scare their voters and to raise money for them, because all these liberal groups believe that, even though it's not true.
So they also want to have same day, election day registration. So you can walk into a voting booth, walk into a poll, excuse me, request an application, fill it out, and never, ever have to identify yourself, because in a lot of states you don't need an ID to vote, nor do you need an ID to register. That seems to be really risky to me.
Well, it is. And in fact, the bill they're trying to push through Congress, there's two different ones, H.R. 1. There's also the Freedom to Vote Act, which really ought to be called the Freedom to Cheat Act. Both of those would require every state to put in same-day voter registration at the same time that they either wipe out or restrict state voter ID laws, which is a horrible combination. Combine that with the fact that these bills would require every single state to allow what the left likes to call vote harvesting. I call it vote trafficking. In other words, they want to force states to allow any third-party strangers to show up at people's doors to pick up their absentee ballots. In other words, they want to guarantee that their paid political operatives can show up at voters' doors where they are in a position to coerce and pressure them to vote a particular way and then handle their ballots. What in the world does that have to do with somehow protecting voters? It's the exact opposite.
And the states that have more liberal provisions of their election code, so some states you can actually early vote for as long as is it 12 weeks in some states?
It's not quite that long, although.
Or is it 10 weeks or something that I saw in one of the states?
It's a very lengthy period, which, by the way, means that, from a policy standpoint, that's not a good idea, because you're voting often before all the information has come out about the candidates.
Yeah, but they don't touch any of those provisions to try and, there's an argument to be made for consistency, right? But that's not what they really want.
It's not at all. What they're trying to do is destroy, frankly, like I said, all the security provision states have put in place. I mean, not only do they want to get rid of voter ID laws, but for example, the federal statute has a provision that would wipe out all witness signature requirements on absentee ballots. So it's as if they don't want any ability to verify who people are when they're voting.
Now, it could be said that we have not uncovered a fraudulent scheme that has significantly altered any of these federal elections. Is that correct?
Well, don't forget that in 2018, a congressional race, which is a federal election in North Carolina's 9th congressional district, was actually overturned, and half a dozen people were charged with absentee ballot fraud that affected the outcome of that election.
But the point I was going to make is that you don't really need to wait till these things occur to understand where the procedures are ripe for abuse, because there are analogous transactions that go on every other day where people are currying favor for one reason or another that try to manipulate the system.
No, that's exactly right. And there's nothing wrong with, and in fact, it's smart for states to take steps ahead of time to try to fix these vulnerabilities in the system. I find it pretty ironic that in order to get a vaccine shot and a booster shot in Virginia, where I live, I had to show a government-issued photo ID. And I don't hear the left or anyone else saying that that's suppression.
That's suppression.
Or somehow
right.
Trying to prevent people from getting a vaccine. Yet when it comes to an ID for voting, all of a sudden that should be prohibited.
So is there actually a belief? I mean, I think there's at least two, if not three, possibly four Democrats that really have a problem with doing away with the filibuster, especially even though they're trying to say that this is the most important right and freedom that we have in this country. And I guess this is going to be the hallmark piece of legislation that they test the willingness of folks to actually do away with the filibuster. Is there really a belief that they might be able to succeed in this endeavor?
Well, it depends on whether Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema continue their stance. And there is enormous pressure being brought on them, not just by senators, but by a lot of progressive interest groups. But so far, they've said they're not willing to get rid of the filibuster rule. Which is a good thing, because it's one way, frankly, of making sure that when legislation actually does pass Congress, it's consensus legislation. It's not just one party or mob rule driving things through.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of ironies here, and going to Atlanta, to me, seems to be one, although Stacey Abrams, I'm told, is not going to be there. With President Biden, she has yet to accept the results of the gubernatorial election that she lost to Brian Kemp in the state of Georgia as of today, to the best of my recollection.
Well, no, that's true, but that's because she just doesn't want to admit that more voters wanted Kemp than her. In fact, you know, she keeps talking about all these problems in the 2018 election. There was a huge increase in turnout in that 2018 election compared to the governor's race 4 years before. And in fact, a larger share of blacks voted in that election in Georgia than whites. And so all of her claims, again, about voter suppression have turned out to be completely untrue.
And she still lost the election, but has yet to say that she did. Right?
She will not admit that that's
a legitimate election. But yet we're attacking people every single day that say the same thing about other elections, but not their own.
Right. And politics is full of irony, isn't it? But you know, the big thing people need to understand is that this speech that Joe Biden is giving in Georgia is, frankly, it's just going to be filled with misrepresentations from start to finish.
Yeah, which is almost not unlike what went on. And I know you as a lawyer, I'm sure you were pretty incredulous about it as well. I don't know if you want to comment on it, about what Justice Sotomayor and Breyer said yesterday was so factually incorrect. It's just one click
right.
of a Google button to find out otherwise at the CDC website.
I mean, yeah, that was shocking, wasn't it? That, you know, here are two of the justices going to make a decision affecting Americans all over the country, and they couldn't get their most basic facts about COVID correct.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in coincidences. I think things are done intentionally in order to try to make a point, and, you know, not ever having argued before the Supreme Court, but have been there and have witnessed arguments for him. It's a pretty one-sided ordeal, for sure. So you not only have an opportunity to really challenge many of the justices as to what they say.
Well, this was one instance where you could clearly and forcefully do so.
So, Hans, there are those inside the Senate that are saying they will compel a vote on this issue, I think before the third week of January, if my memory serves me correct.
Yes, they're trying to use the deadline of the Martin Luther King holiday, I guess, for symbolic purposes as the deadline for getting this done.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be checking in with you again, and we could go on and on because these bills are somewhat fluid, are they not? I mean, every time I kind of pull them down, there's another change in this thing as to what's going in and what's coming out, and you have two different bills that are out there, and you know, and I think there's a lot of confusion too in the voters' mind as to actually what are they proposing.
The thing for voters to just remember is all of these bills basically represent a federal takeover of the election process and the federal government overriding the choices made by voters and their state representatives in each state on how their elections are going to be run.
Yeah, interesting. Always appreciate having you on, Hans von Spakovsky. Thank you so much for your time and your insight. Have a great week, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, that's Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow with the Heritage Foundation's Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. We'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870. On the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.